Trump touts administration's protection of Social Security on program's 90th anniversary. By Nick Gilbertson on August 14, 2025. President Donald Trump on Thursday celebrated the 90th anniversary of the Social Security program by signing a proclamation and touting how his administration is protecting seniors for generations to come. On August 14, 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed into law the Social Security Act, marking the beginning of one of the most impactful programs in American history. It's the 90th anniversary right now of Social Security. So today, we celebrate that 90th anniversary of one of the most significant pieces of legislation ever signed into law, the Social Security Act of 1935. And we're going to make it stronger, bigger and better, really doing a job, Trump said. In the campaign, I made a sacred pledge to our seniors that I would always protect Social Security. And under this administration, we're keeping that promise and strengthening Social Security for generations to come, he added. Trump stressed that the nearly 60 million seniors who depend on the program contributed to the program and deserve leaders in Washington who are going to protect the benefits they've had and protect Social Security. Indeed, protecting Social Security was a central component of Trump's campaign. And he and Republicans on Capitol Hill took steps to make good on the pledge with the One Big Beautiful Bill. A major component of the legislation, which became the law of the land on July 4, 2025, allows a significant tax deduction for middle-income seniors. Trump also highlighted that his administration has booted 275,000 illegal aliens from Social Security rolls, as well as 12.4 million people over the age of 120 who were listed in the program, including 135,000 individuals who would be 160 years or older. Trump contended that if Democrats were in power and in control of Social Security, then the program would falter and be gone. It's going to be around a long time with us, he said. He also highlighted improvements in the program under his administration compared to former President Joe Biden's management of it. Under Biden, Social Security went down like nobody's ever seen. It deteriorated. There's never been anything like it. The 4 years of Biden were very, very destructive, he said. Trump said that wait times for calls to the Social Security Administration reached an average of 42 minutes under Biden, while wait times in field offices averaged 32 minutes. Trump lauded Frank Bisignano, his commissioner of the Social Security Administration, for his work in drastically reducing wait times. The changes he's made and what he's done is sort of a miracle, sort of like what happened with the country as a whole, Trump said. Field office wait times are now down 30% since last year, and it looks like it's going to a total record number. Call wait times are down 73% while serving twice as many customers per day. The disability claims backlog is down 26% and seniors now have 24/7 online access to their accounts, which they never had before, he added.